Go.
Well, so last time we mentioned a debate. What's the halacha? If you started taking a medicine before Shabbos, can you continue to take it? The famous kula of Shlomo Kluger. We saw that there were many who objected, among them Shlomo Zalman generally. But there might be another etza for someone who expects to have to take medicine on Shabbos, either because they started beforehand or even if they didn't start beforehand. Let's say they think that it's likely that they'll want to take allergy medicine or something like that. Somebody happened to just ask me, a shaila, he gets like stomach aches from eating bread. And he wanted to know. So a lot of times you might anticipate having to take medicine on Shabbos. So there might be an eitzah. And this eitzah is based off of the Gemara on Daf Kof Chasam and Beis. Amar Mar Ukva, Shekach Amar Shmuel, Shora Adam Kilayrin. So that's some type of thing for your eye. Me'erev Shabbos, Me'ba'od Yom. So it's no problem, even though you're putting these kilayrin on your eyes, it's okay on Shabbos because you were shower them before Shabbos. Why? Says Rashi, v'nosein deladidei kevan datzirchu l'shrosa me'erev Shabbos ikha hekeira v'lekel me'emar v'lekel migzar uman dechazi savadur rechitza ba'almahi. Kasavar Shuyain. It sounds like she's from Rashi. We're solving two problems. Since you had to do it before Shabbos, there's a hecker. So with respect to yourself, a hecker is enough. And in terms of other people, then it's okay for a different reason, because they'll just think it's Rechitza Ba'alma. And so since Mitzad you, you have the hecker. If you remember, actually, we saw earlier, maybe we'll get back to this a little later, the Beis Yosef holds of this idea of hecker being relevant. Like, that was actually, to some degree, the reason why he was matir taking medicine for a chayla. Because it's the hecker that it was asura in other cases. But anyway, so there's a hecker, it's mutter. So what's the hecker? Where's the hecker? The hecker is Asrechu Alishrosa Meir Shabbos. As long as, since they said a rule, you're only allowed to use these kilayrin if you do the Shriya before Shabbos, that reminds you that you can't do it on Shabbos, and there's no Isser of Refor. So says Shlomo Zalman, so we could say the same thing for medicines. Let's say again, I think that on Shabbos I anticipate that I'm going to want to take, I might want to take allergy medicine. And let's assume that, you know, I'm not going to be chola, so it wouldn't be mutter alas chola. So I go ahead, and I can mix it, take the pill, crush it up, mix it into some jelly or applesauce or something like that, and then I'll take it on Shabbos, because there's a hecker, just like over here, because they by requiring me to do this before Shabbos is a hecker. Second of all, there's lekel and migzar in terms of other people, because everybody else just sees me eating applesauce. They don't know that it's refua. They just think that I like applesauce. So that's the tshuva, the hat of Shlomo Zalman. Moshe isn't into this. It's a tshuva and chelek beisim and peivav. And he says, no. We're not saying that every hecker works. It's only for kilur, because the normal way of using kilur is l'shroso b'mayim at the time that you want to do the kilur. And here they said, no, you have to do the shriya b'mayim before Shabbos. So that's a hecker that's going to remind him that it's aser to do refua. Oh. But so we could learn about anything where the normal way to take it is to do it at the time. And here you're deviating from the normal way of taking it by doing some type of preparatory act before Shabbos, that's okay. But it's not like we have a kula for hecker, like a heter for refu, as long as you have a hecker. And therefore you can't extrapolate from there to say what Shlomo Zalman basically says, which is if you have the hecker of early preparation, it would be mutter. Fine. So the way he says it is, v'yesh l'melech mizeh rak l'minei refor shetzarech likcham al yidei shi'arvim be'ezeh meichel ve'ezeh mashke v'aderach shu v'atmo nosin l'toch ha'meichel ha'mashke b'shah shetzarech likach harvo. If you have something that's the normal way of doing it. If you had a medicine, but the normal way of doing it is to mix it with applesauce right before you take it, right? And then, you know, I have an aunt who can't swallow pills. So what does she do? She actually mixes all her, she's an older woman now, so she has to take a lot of pills. So she's always crushing pills and mixing them with applesauce. That's what she does, like 10 times a day. So probably by now, many of her pills are probably sakana. Maybe she could take it anyway. But if there wasn't, so for her, you know, maybe it would be okay. Because if the normal way of taking the pills is to mix it up with applesauce at the time that you eat it, and now you're going to do it before Shabbos, so maybe that would be okay. I don't know. Yeah, maybe it's different because she's just, you know, most people do know how to swallow pills. So I don't know if we would say that. But certainly if you had such a medicine, that was the normal way of taking it, then it would be okay. Yeah.
Can you not crush up and put it in an orange? And don't crush up the pill and just eat the orange, and then you'll end up swallowing the pill and you'll crush it up. No?
Be careful, you might have to eat your pill.
No, but whatever, you know it's in there. But
if you follow Shlomo Zalman's lenient view, not Rav Moshe's stringent view, let's say.
Yeah.
So, I'm not sure, because, again, the kula is Atzrechua Lishrosa B'mayim, Lishrosa Me'er Shabbos. In other words, so you're doing something. The question is like sticking a pill inside an orange doing something? I'm not sure that's doing anything. It's just sticking it into the orange. Maybe it is. It's I guess it's hard to find. Maybe you could look, see how...
Can that be a tarobah?
See how from Rav Moshe, if he... Rav Shlomo Zalman, if he clarifies that point. But I could hear making the case that that's not really doing anything. In other words, it's not preparing the medicine. Maybe, I hear both sides. I'm not sure. I have to look. Maybe I happened to see when I was in Mexico. So there was this... They had a great base medrash. So they had all the... They have... Maybe, again, everybody knows about this, but they have, like, you know, the Shulchan Shlomo's and Shlomo's Am. It looked like it was 3 volumes just on refuah. And I started reading it. I was actually looking at the Chol HaSheyesh Bo Sakana of Hearts. But anyway, so I imagine that if they could have 3 volumes on refuah, then you could look. Rav Shlomo Zalman, they must have like 5 pages on this question. So take a look there and see what it says. And now, going back to I think the applesauce theory, if you're making like Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's not hard to do. I had one of my daughters, before she learned to swallow a pill, we had to give her medicine and applesauce. It's not like, it's a normal thing.
It doesn't ruin the medicine at all? Like
you could ask a doctor. If you had a medicine that you really had to take, then I would definitely think you should ask a doctor and find out if it's going to ruin it. But we're only talking here about a medicine you don't have to take, right? If you have to take it anyway, you can take it on Shabbos. So either it's going to be effective, in which case good, or it's going to be ineffective, in which case you haven't lost anything, right? Okay, you'll still have your allergies, you'll be sneezing a lot. But we're not talking, in other words, I definitely would not, in our case it was a medicine we had to take and we asked the doctor. If it was a problem, the doctor said no, it was fine. But you're right, if you had to like take a blood pressure medicine, then you know, I wouldn't do that without asking. But anyway, if you have to take blood pressure medicine, you could take it on Shabbos probably. So whenever the shaila is a relevant shaila, it's about a medicine that it's not a big deal anyway. So, going back, we to the Gemara that we started last time on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, and we sort of focused on the first half of the Gemara, and now I want to focus on the second half of the Gemara by Chiltis. This really relates to the part of the sugya that we're not doing. It sort of relates to our sugya, so I think we should do it anyway. And also this way, at least some discussion of the Yesh Bo Sakana issue. So the Gemara says over there, right, that you're allowed to take chiltis, And the Gemara originally thought it's because there's no sakana. But then it says, no, there is a sakana, and therefore it's mutter kalachar yad. Right? The Gemara says, Amar lo, lishtos lo kamibay li, ki kamibay lishros. Mai, Amar lo, emchi abaravin, vidid yavi uvda vasa shilta be ravad abarava, velo avibyade, asay lishilta ravuna, v'amar hachi amar rav shayra b'tsayinen u'miniach b'chama. So you do a shinui, right? You're sure betonin, but you put it in the sun to get warmed up a little bit. Command to shari. Avil madaser ani mili hechad alo ishti klal. Aval hachakem v'ishti cham shab mal shabsa ilo shasib shabbos mistaken. Good. So the reason why this is mutter is because of sakana. Asks the Ritva, what are you talking about? There's pikuach nefesh if it's sakana, right? His lashon is of a hachla kevan de ishti cham shomal ishabsa ilo shasi hashem mistaken v'im taimar imistaken afil b'payshin nami. Right, you could just use warm water. Why do you need to do this shinoi? Answer number one: Yesh lomar de kevan de sagi b'hachi kol ma de efshel lishnei mishaninan ukedisa b'per kamila. So the first answer to the Ritva is you're right. This is a very famous machlokas, whether Chil Shabbos is Hutra Duchuya B'Makom Piyuch Nefesh, meaning to say, if you can be Mishana, if you could do a Shinoi without obviously in any way endangering the patient's life, should you do a Shinoi or not? So the Ritva says, I'll tell you what, that's a Pshat in his Gemara. The Gemara says Sakana, the Gemara says you do a Shinoi. Why do you need to do a Shinoi? Because you can, it's not going to hurt anything. It's not dangerous to do a Shinoi. That's a Pshat in his Gemara, you must do a Shinoi. Umi ukasha li demashma, di lav de mistakin, la vishavinan la yafal pi, shehushvos, aide Shinoi. Vilu hasam, shamir merinos, lagoneach, lios yonek, chala bishavs uprishna, time to give him a verb to Rabbanan who. Sounds like this is only mutter because it's a sakana, right? Otherwise it would be aser. But why? Don't we see in Gemara Ksubis that shinoi is mutter? V'yesh b'farshim t'shani hasan davi shinoi rabba tfei mehash and darko b'chol lasas gamkein. So here we see a very important rule, a very important principle in his answer, which I think makes applications of shinoi in this realm a little different. He says, well, there's a difference between a big shinoi and a little shinoi. This is a little shinoi. Because, you know, maybe during the week you might do it this way also. It's a shinoi, but it's a little shinoi. So therefore, if it wasn't for sakana, we would be machmir. But because it's a sakana, so anyway, you don't even need a shinoi. But so a little shinoi is better than no shinoi. And that's his answer. But if you were a chol she'ein bo sakana, this type of shinoi would not be sufficiently mishune to matir. So again, what we see from here is the principle that not every shinoi is good. It has to be a graisa shinoi, at least to fall under the kula of when we're matir b'shinoi for chol she'ein bo sakana. The yeshir pirshon gives another answer, a second answer. De mistaken dehacha lav dafka el mitzdar machmas cholyo. The Gemara says mistaken. It doesn't mean mistaken. It means you're a chayla. You're in pain because of your chayli. Ukeu deganeach yoinek lefika chetir lo lashanas shvus de rabbanan al deshinus. Meila they are matir de shvus b'shinui. Right? You see over here. So good. Those are the two. Those are his two answers. So. Right, so second answer is basically this is exactly what Koneach Yonek. Shvos Beshinoi is mutter. Sakan is lav dafka. So let's say the Rambam. How would the Rambam have read this Gemara? So he certainly is not going to hold like the first answer, because the Rambam holds that you don't need to do a Shinoi for Chol Hashishbo Sakana, even if you could with only one exception, and that is Yoledes. Right? The whole source for requiring a shinoi for pikuach nefesh is that Gemara, I think we've seen it, about the yolades, right? You bring her the oil in your hair and all those other things. So why do you have to do a shinoi? She's a pikuach nefesh. So the Rambam says generally you don't need to do a shinoi. Mamish, you do the malach in a normal way, al yidei gdol Yisrael. But your lettuce, all of a sudden, he says you need to. So the answer is your lettuce is an exception. It's not really shinoi. It's part of normal life. Echad min ha'alef, ayin sham b'mefarshei Rambam. But under normal circumstances, you don't have to be mishan that. So the Rambam could not hold to the first answer of the Ritva, because the first answer of the Ritva is, seems to be that for every choli, you have to do a shinoi if you can do a shinoi. So what about the second answer of the Ritva? So that's also not so pashut, because remember, for a chola she'ein bo sakana, are you allowed to do malacha according to the Rambam? Malacha de Rabbanan? Is it Rabbanan for chola she'ein bo sakana? So according to Magid Mishnah, always yes, at least it's chola kol gufo. So here, assuming it's chola kol gufo, it would be mutter. You shouldn't even need to do a shinoi. So you can't hold to that answer, unless I guess you could say this isn't chola kol gufo, which is local. Maybe that's what you'd say for the Magid Mishnah. What about for the Kesef Mishnah? So for the Kesef Mishnah, it's going to depend. Are we dealing here with a gzeira, in which case we'd be machmir for chola shembo sakana, or a non-gzeira eser d'rabbanan? Not so clear. Not so clear. I'm not sure. So anyway, how do we paskin? How do we paskin? So, assuming that it would be usher for the Rambam, sorry, it should be mutter for the Rambam. In other words, both answers of the Ritva don't work for the Rambam. So you have to say something else. This is what Rysavlovsky said. You have to say that the reason why this is mutter only b'shinui, is because he's not yet sick. It's preventative. And the truth is that the Lashon of the Rambam sounds that way. I thought that the Lashon of the Rambam sounds that way. Listen to the Lashon of the Rambam. That ein shonis achiltis, bein b'poshin, bein b'tzonin, al ha'shora, oso b'socha chometz, v'im shoseo b'yom chamishi v'shishi ha'rei z'shora b'shabes b'tzonin, v'manichu b'cham ad shicham y'shaysa, k'day shlo yechle, im pasak milishtos. In other words, you're not yet b'chola, but you're going to become a chola if you don't do this. So it's mutter. But because you're not yet a chola, so mimele you need to do a shinoi. That's the cool of the Rambam. In other words, even though the Rambam would have been matir this for a chola, right? But he's not matir it because you're not yet a chola. Now, if that's true, then from the Rambam you could be medayik a Chumrah with respect to a very basic question. We've already alluded to this question before a little bit, which is, what about preventative medicine, right? I'm not yet a chayla. I know that if I don't take medicine now, I'm going to become a chola. Let's say somebody feels an oncoming migraine or something of that sort. And if they take medicine now they're feeling, you know, still okay, but they know that they need to take some medicine to prevent becoming chola. But they're not a chola yet. Is that mutter or aser? So, again, even if Yildur is at Lusky's deal, you can't prove from here entirely lahachmir, because here it's talking about malacha, and medicine might be different, as we'll see in a second. But at least in the Rambam, what you see is that just because it's preventative, it's not the same as though you're already chola, right? That's at least Rabbi Sablowski's diyuk. Now, we talked about this before, if you remember, last time in our discussion with Rabbi Shlomo Kluger. Right? We said, what's the reason why you can't bring a raya from why Rabbi Shlomo Kluger's raya is wrong? Maybe the pshat over there is because it's preventative. In other words, remember, what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying it's mutter because you took it Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Shlomo Kluger says, you see any time you started before Shabbos, it's mutter. And we said, no, the pshat is that the reason why this is mutter is because, adirabba, if you didn't take it now, you would turn into a chola. So just like if you are a chola, it's mutter, right? Assuming we're makel on the question of medicine, chol shein bo sakana. So just like if you are a chola, it's mutter even to prevent you from becoming chola, mishna. So, assuming we don't hold the Shlomo Kluger's heter, so then we should at least bring a raya from preventative. Now, that's not necessarily against a diak from Rabbi Sabalovsky, because Rav Salsky's diyuk is, even if you accept it, it's, I think, questionable, but even if you accept it, it's only with respect to the din of shinui, as opposed to this, which relates to the din of medicine. So at the very least, we thought you have a raya that you could take medicine preventatively, right? If you're not a chola, but if you don't take medicine, now you're going to become a chola. And once you become a chola, you'll be able to take medicine. So then, perhaps you could take medicine now. That's what we thought. Lamaisa, there are many poskim that are makel on that shaila to take medicine preventatively. Again, preventatively doesn't mean for mechosh. If I feel like a mechosh is coming on, if I don't take medicine now, so then I couldn't do it because you can't take it even once you have a mechosh. The kula is only relevant in the case of...
When it would have been mutter to take
medicine. Right. If the kula is, the halacha is, if when if I don't take the medicine now, I'll be a chola. And then I'd be able to take the medicine, so then I could take the medicine now, even before I come a chola. That's that. So Shlomo's, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchas is Mekel on that Shaila. And Rabbi Willig is Mekel on that Shaila. And I think you have a lot of evidence for this idea. For example, we say that you're allowed to cook for a katan if he's not going to eat, because if he's not going to eat, right, we treat a katan as a chola shem bosachani, you're allowed to cook for him, because if he doesn't eat, he will become a chola. Right, we're not talking about like a starving kid. I think we're talking about, I don't know, a kid doesn't like the food that you have or something like that. Anyway, so the point is, what's the kula? Right, the kula is, because if he doesn't eat, he'll become sick. Right, I don't think it means he's going to become a chola shem bosachani. It means he'll become a chola shem bosachani. Right now he's feeling great. So basically it's preventative, right? Or along similar lines, we allow a guy to turn on the heat on Shabbos, right? Why? Fisha kol cholim etzel tzina. It used to be, you look at the Mishnah Berurah, that in Europe, that was like what everybody did, right? In the middle of Poland or Lithuania, it was freezing. And so you lit your fire before Shabbos, great. And now comes Shabbos morning, and it's like out already. So, you know, what are you going to be in a house without heat? So they used to basically have Amir Lenachri to allow the guy to relight the fires. Why? Hakol cholam etzel tzina. In other words, there's a heter of Amir Lenachri for chol Hashem bosakana. And if I don't do Amir Lenachri now, I'm going to turn into a chol Hashem bosakana. Right? I don't think it's chol Hashiyesh bosakana. You could wear a coat, you could go to somebody else with you, I don't know. But the point is that, and that's why it's mutter. Once we're talking about the story of a katan, so we should mention that a katan is, like we just said, an example treated like a chola shein bo sakana, and therefore we're going to be matir, amir lenachri, or taking medicine for a katan, or the like. Now, what does that mean for a katan? Like anything you want? So no, it means that the katan really needs it, then it has the status of a chola. That's the lashon of the Rama in Sif Yod Zayin over here. It has to be something that's really needed. So how old is a katan for these purposes? So the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says like 9 or 10, depending on his development. There are others, like Sefer Refuas Yisrael, who quote Rosh Shlomo Zalman as saying, you shouldn't be Mekel after 3. And there are others, like the Orla Tzion, who says, no, Katan is Katan Mamish until he's 13 for a boy and 12 if he's a girl. So we have a range, anywhere from 3 to 13. And again, the Lashon that I said, if they, Tzrichim Harbe is from the Mishnah Berurah, and Simon Resh Ayin Vav Sif Katan Vav. But the impression you get is that it doesn't have to be that sick. For example, if you look at the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, the impression you get is if, like, you need it for the kid's health, then there's room to be makel. Not clear to me exactly, you know, how much you need it. Obviously, it has to be, you know, somewhat of a need, right? You can't just, like, every time the kid wants something, have a guy do a mir l'nachri. So it has to be a significant need, okay. Now, once we're on this topic, so any other kulas that we have for Chol HaShem B'Sukkot, again, we've talked about Shinoi, we've talked about Mir L'Nachri, and taking medicine. So if you look at the Magen Avraham, Sefkat Metezayin, he says that we're going to be makel for Tiltul Muksa for Chol HaShem B'Sukkot. And even though, generally speaking, we are machmir, right? We pass on like the Ramban, so other shvusim are aser. But it's good that we're all here, because this man is a hemshech of Tzvayar has stepped out. So it's talking about muksa. So it's a hemshech of the muksa, this man. So you're allowed to be makel for muksa. That's a simple reading of the Prima Gadim. When the Prima Gadim quotes this, he's Messiah, but efshar that you need a little shinoi. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes this as well. Now, the truth is, it's not mashma that way from the Magen Avraham. It's also not clear what is the shinui ktsas business, right? The pasuk of the Magen Avraham is like he says at the beginning, "Hikilu b'tiltol muksa shein bo ela iser tiltol." We know from this this from the summer that this iser tiltol is many ways more kal than other isurei de rabbanan. So they're makel. So the Pashim Shat Namagan Avram is makel across the board, but as I said, the Prima Gadim and the Mishnah Berurah cites this sounds like you need a shinui ktsas, whatever that means. Guess. No, I don't think so. That's not shinui ktsas. First of all, that certainly won't be true for the Mishnah Berurah, because as we'll see in a moment, the Mishnah Berurah is only makel for shvus to shvus if one of them is a mil hanachri. Right? So you need a shinui ktsas. It's like we saw in the Ritva, that there's a shinui gamur and like a shinui ktsas. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, you need a shinui ktsas. But as I said, I think the Pashat in the Magen Avraham is like he says, which is that that there's a heter of tiltol muksa for a chol HaShem B'Sukkot. Now let's talk about that point that you just brought up, which is a very important discussion. The discussion of, let's just do this first. I guess you could ask first.
Also, we saw to see this heter by the Magen Avraham brought in terms of a guy is allowed to cook for
Bishalako.
The Magen Avraham says that muksa is totally fine for So that also isn't a shinor either.
Well, maybe that's a good raya. Right here, think about that. Okay, good. So let's talk about this idea of a shvus to shvus once we're on the topic, since Eitan brought it up. So the Gemara in Erevin, that's where it all comes from. The Gemara in Erevin on South Sinai Bay says that you could have a guy bring, let's say, the hot water for a mila, der chatzer sheinu meuraves. In other words, you want to do a bris mila on Shabbos, but you forgot the hot water. And so you want to bring the hot water from your neighbor's house to where the baby is. But there's no Eiruv, so you're dealing with a Siddur Rabbanan, so that's Mutter. Because even though we're not Machal Shabbos for Machshire Mila, right, only for Mila Atzman, this is Machshire Mila, still, it's Mutter. That's what the Gemara says. So the question is, what exactly do we derive from here? So the Bala Itter is the most expansive view. It's quoted by the Ran, the end of the 19th parak of Shabbos, and he says that we're actually talking not about a Chatz Hashem Merevis, but even by a Rosh HaRabim. And basically, he derives from here that we're matir any Isser D'Rabbanan, or at least Amir L'Nachri, I should say, not Isser D'Rabbanan, Amir L'Nachri for an Isser D'Raisa b'makom mitzvah. Right? That's the famous kula of the Bala Itter. The next view is the Rambam. This is Perek Vav of Halacha Shabbos, Halacha Tes and Yud. And he says, no, we're talking here about an Isser D'Rabbanan, like a Carmelis or a Chatshenim Reves. And therefore, there's a shvus to shvus. Now, you're asking the guy to do an Isser D'Rabbanan, if a Jew were to do it an Isser D'Rabbanan, because it's a Carmelis, and now you ask the guy to do it, so it's an Isser D'Rabbanan. So if you have a shvus to shvus, b'makom mitzvah tzmutter, and who had in the Rambam says choli ktsas, and the like, which is why we're going to get into this. And finally, the third view is Taisvis. This is among other places. Taisvis and Bava Kama, Daf Yomi Beis. And he says, no, Shvus to Shvus is only mutter for mitzvahs mila. Why it's chashuva biyoser. And anyway, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos deraisa for mila. But for other mitzvos, there is no heter Shvus to Shvus. So basically, we have three views. According to the Baal Iter, again, every iser, you're allowed to do a mila nachri for nisa deraisa b'makom mitzvah. According to the Rambam, only a Shvus to Shvus. And according to Tosfos, a shvus to shvus is only mutter b'makom mila, but not any other mitzvah. So we paskin like the middle view, we paskin like the Rambam. Again, the Ramah quotes the Yesh Omrim of the Baal Iter. We don't usually accept it. Maybe we're a little more makel for mitzvah derabim. That's how the practice developed for having a guy turn on the lights in shul. Because it used to be, at the very least, truth is, nowadays, usually the lights are going to be shvus to shvus. Used to be that there were incandescent lights, that would be a single, it would be a nisa deraisa, so it would be a single shvus. But it would be very expensive to have those lights running all of Shabbos. So many shuls had the practice that they would have a guy turn on the lights Shabbos morning. Based off of this Baal Hitter, and saying that we're makel for mitzvah derabim. Obviously, nowadays, where you, first of all, it's not so expensive to keep the lights running, or if it is, you could easily make a timer, so it's not so pasha to rely on this. Like I said, it's a little more cold, more often than not, because anyway, it's not the incandescent bulbs anymore. But still, l'chora, it's dechui, it's not hutra, so if you could have an eitz of just having a timer, then why wouldn't you do that? But anyway, that's the way we paskin, that a shvus to shvus is mutter. Now, there's a machlokas haposkim, there's several machlokas haposkim relating to this halacha. And again, we'll focus on the chola element of this shayla, though again, obviously it's also relevant for mitzvah and the like, or hafseid. One question is, let's say you have another option. So, could we... that could make it into a shvus to shvus. For example, you could ask the guy to bring the mila knife with a shinoi, carry it in his mouth, right? So do you have to do that? So some achronim say you do, but others are makel on this shayla. I think we're makel. Again, to do a shvus, yeah. So the more important question is.
Wait, meaning the shayla is. It's a context where you would have been matir one shvus anyway?
Yeah, so you would.
Should you be make. Should
it's a Magen Avram and Shin Mem. And I'll just. I don't have a Magen Avram, but let me do the Mishnah Bura. Shin Mem. Gimel. So the context over here is like this. Right, so woman forgot to have her nails cut before Shabbos, so you have the guy do it with a shinoi, right? So you don't tell the guy to cut her nail with the nail clippers, which would be a mira l'nachri on a nisa d'raisa, but rather to peel it off with their fingers. V'mi'afshar b'yad mutter al yado afilu b'kli. But it's not always so easy to peel somebody else's fingernails off. So then it's a mutter with a kli. Fine. Then he says, then there's a shiloh, what if there's no guy available? So b'shas l'chak, you could be makel and just clean out the nail. But anyway, so what you see from the Mishnah Berurah is he's willing to be makel. Ideally, you should have the guy do it with a shinoi. But if you can't have the guy do it with a shinoi, It's mutter even without. Even though it's not a shvus to shvus. Okay. Anyway, back to what's more relevant for here. So again, we paskin that a shvus to shvus is mutter. And the Rambam adds, v'hu shiyya sham miksas choli, o yetzarach ledavar tzorech harbe, o mipnei mitzvah. Right? Three options. Miksas choli, tzorech harbe, and mitzvah. What does tzorech harbe mean? The Magen Avraham says that means hafsid gadol. Good. And that's what the Magen Avraham says. And that's the Iker view in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch also quotes a Yeshomer in the Sheet of Tosfos, who says that this whole kul is only said for Mila. And there's also the other Yesh Mekilim quoted by the Rama, which is the Baal HaItter. But the main opinion that we quote, even though all three views are cited in the Shulchan Aruch, is Shitas HaRamba. Now, the biggest question on this Shaila that comes up is it dafka amira lenachri? In other words, the case of the Gemara was asking the guy, let's say the way the Rambam means it, bring the hot water, bring the mila knife through a karmelus, right? So it's a shvus to shvus in which one of them is amira lenachri. And that's the example that Rambam gives. So the question is, are we going to matir every shvus to shvus, or only a shvus ayde amira lenachri? And this, of course, is a very relevant question. Let's say, for example, you leave your light on in your room and you want to go to sleep, and you're not going to be able to sleep with your light on. So are you allowed to turn off the light with your elbow? So let's assume for a moment, not being able to sleep, you don't have any other place to sleep. It's going to be sleeping in your room with the light on, and you won't really sleep well, or the light's on in a couch in your living room, you also won't very sleep well. It's not like you have a guest bedroom that you could go to. So we could argue that that's considered enough grounds to be matir shvus to shvus. But the question is, none of them is a miyol anachmi. If you have a maid, okay, fine, ask the maid to turn off your light, then that could be a shvus to shvus with one of them being a miyol anachmi. I don't have a maid. So my question is, could I turn off the light, we'll assume now that that's in the Sidra Rabbanan, with your elbow? So this is a debate among the poskim. A number of poskim, among them the Tshuvas Aleph L'cha Shlomo and others, say, yeah, it's mutter. Others say, no, dafka mir l'nachri. For example, the Prima Gadim says this. Now, the Mishneh Berurah in our Siman is machmir. In a couple of places, for example, you see that in Sifkat Nun Beis, in our Siman Shin Chaches, Sifkat Nun Dalad. But others follow the lenient view. I think I've heard from Rabbi Schechter, and I think also Rabbi Willig, that their makel, that, again, obviously it's preferred to use this kula when one of them is a miyol nachri is much more pashat, because that is the case of the Gemara, and the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch. But b'shas adchak, to be makel on this shayla. Yeah.
And there could also be an added element if you considered lack of sleep to be a chol or not. So if you consider it not to be related to any type of choli, so then vaday this would be hasir.
No. I mean, okay, whatever. The reason why we're being matir is because, it like the Rambam says, it falls under the parent stop mitzvah. Maybe it's mitzvah, otherwise you'll miss shul. But leaving aside, assuming it's not mitzvah, but it would be mutter because of what we said. Either it's because it's mixes holy, or it's our harbe, or the like. So that's the tzad to be mekel. The tzad to be machmir is that the example that the Rambam brings, an example that this is based off of in the Gemara, is where one of the shlosim is a miyol nachri. And already, we already know that a miyol nachri in these things is treated more lenient, is treated more leniently. We're more likely to be matir, right? We paskin that for Chol Hashem Bosakana were matir miyol nachri, but not other shvusim. So maybe over here the school of shvus to shvus. Now again, even though you're not a chola yet, and you're not even necessarily going to be a chola over here, you're just going to be sleep deprived. It's very annoying. It's not pleasant to be up half the night You're not a... This, as we'll see in a moment, the Rambam is clear. You don't need... This doesn't rise to the level of choli. It's mixus choli. It's less than a chola. Still, that's where the heter shvus applies. In 1 second, if this is about that, we'll get there in 1 second. We'll talk about exactly the definition of when this is mutter with respect to chola. So, but the point is that this kula applies even when we wouldn't be matir chveis taking medicine, right? You're not a chola. We wouldn't be matir things that are matir to a chola. We wouldn't matir amir l'nachri for nisa deraisa because you're not a chola. You're a mixas chayli. You're less than a chayla. So we're not going to be matir a amir l'nachri for nisa deraisa. We will be matir amir l'nachri for nisa derabanan. And our question is, can you do a shvus de shvus? Can you do any yitzir derabanan, any double derabanan, or only a amir l'nachri of a nisa derabanan? And that's what we're saying is the machlokas aposkim. Yeah.
Those are Rishonim who say that you can only do, or if we pass in Shulchan Aruch, you can only do a derabanan with a shinui for a chola shin bosakana.
Yes.
So they, by definition,
yes, correct. Or right. That's absolutely correct. And we'll get that in a moment. And that happens to be why I think the Mishnah Berurah is consistent. He's machmir both shailas, and he has to be. In other words, I don't know which came first, but because let's say he's machmir on that shaila, right? He understands that the kula of the Ramban is only said for a iser derabanan b'makom shinui, like goneach yonik lefishitas haRamban, which is an iser derabanan because endi shesh lo dolekarka. So then memela he has to also be machmir on this shaila. I think that's probably the way to say it. So you're absolutely correct, and the Mishnah is consistent then. And he has to be. Okay. Now, the question is, we have to make a hierarchy or a definition of terms, because we have terms here, and we have to get used to which one. So let's start with what we know. There seem to be three categories here. Bari, we know what the halacha is, right? Nothing's mutter for bari. Achol shemo sakana, so we paskin that Amir al-Nachri is mutter, and a shinoi is mutter, shvus to shinoi, something relating to a shinoi is mutter. And then we have this middle level, right? Now, what I would have said, Pashup Shad, is that there's one middle level, and that's mitzvah choli, and that's mitzvah, and that's what we call mechush be'alma, behum is chazik v'olach kabari. And in that case, we're matir shvus to shvus, right? In other words, the heter shvus to shvus is where you're not a chola and you're not a bari, right in between. That's what we're matir shvus to shvus. That's what I would have said. But the Magen Avraham disagrees with me, because the Magen Avraham says that mechush has the din of a bari. Now, when you only have a mechush, then we don't matir shvus to shvus. This is Magen Avraham in Shinchav Chasav Kan Yud Beis. He says umashma to shvus motor b'sakam sever, the main b'sakam sever motor al yakum, vaynu ovde da meimar, moshkas simen shin zayin. Shvus to shvus, shar b'mixas choli. Umechosh ba'alma, afil oide akum aser. Ah, squint the Magen Avraham. I would say there's also three levels, but it's a different three levels, right? There's bari, / mechosh ba'alma, v'hum is chazik v'olach kabari, and in that case, lo hotar klum. Then we have the middle level of mixas choli, or mitztayer, and then we're matir shvus to shvus, and then we have cholashe mosakana, where we're more mechosh. That's the Magen Avraham's view. And that's also the Psak Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim writes explicitly Eshel Avram, Sifkat Lamed Vav, that if you only have a Mechosh, Shvus to Shvus, even Aide Amir Lenachri is Aser, even though we're not here, B'makom Tsar. So, what is, when we talk about Mechosh obviously isn't that much Tsar. Now, it's going to be a little bit difficult to apply this, right? Mechosh can't be that much tsar because mitzvah you're allowed to do a shvus to shvus. So it's sort of hard to know how to be magdir it. The Mishnah Berurah is machmir neshayla, and so for example, the Mishnah Berurah says hachoshish b'shin of a tzifkat and kuf, you have a toothache. So the aser lo mar leino yehudi lasos lo eze davar dil refua. So, if there's something that you could ask the guy to do for your toothache, and it's a shvus to shvus, right? It's an isid rabbanan, and a meal and achri, still it's aser. Then he says, "Achim yesh l'tzar gadol machmas hakev." It's a really horrible toothache. Uvavur zeh nechash kol gufal. Then mutar lasos al yado afilu malacha deraisa ukedilial. Then you could ask the guy even to do a malacha deraisa. So that's the Magen Avraham's view, that's the Mishneh Berurah's view. Again, everyone clear? Now, Rabbi Wulig, it's on Kuf Peh if you want to see it, doesn't like this. His lashon is V'tzarach Iyon de lo matzinu chiluk mezeh zeh berishonim. So I don't know what exactly, I'll tell you what I think he means, but I'm not sure why he's bothered by this. He's saying, the way he presents it is, according to the Magen Avraham, there's four madregos, and Mechdesi, Lachar, there's only three madregos. Right? So, it's not really true, because even according to the Magen Avraham, there's three madregos. He's just saying that a Mechash is the din of a bari. And what he says, well, the Rishonim should have said it, so I don't know, where exactly did he want the Rishonim to say it? In other words, the whole point of the Magen Avraham is that discomfort is not considered mixus choli. It's not considered tsar. So we're not matir shvus to shvus for discomfort. Barry Willig also is bothered by a question which we asked, which is a really, you know, practically, if you're going to follow this Magen Avraham and this Mishneh Berurah, it's going to be very hard to be magdir. Right? We had a hard enough time figuring out what, you know, when something is a mechosh versus a choloshem busakana. Now we have to, not only that, but we have to be mechalik between mechosh and then tsar. And then, so Rei Willig is mekel. Rei Willig is mekel on this shayla. Now, what about the Magen Avraham's raya? So what was the Magen Avraham's raya? The Magen Avraham brings a very straightforward raya. It's from Sif Aleph and Simen Shin Chav Ches. The Shulchan Aruch says like this: Mi sheyesh lo mechosh ba'alma v'mischazefo l'kibari aser lasos lo shom refua v'afilu al yedei gai zeir v'shashchik samibanim. So what does the Shulchan Aruch say explicitly? That you're not allowed to have a gai do refua on Shabbos even though you have a mechosh, right? So one second. That's a shvus to shvus, v'makom mechosh. Right, taking medicine on Shabbos is a shvus, and the guy doing it is a shvus. So the Shulchan Aruch Mefurish, that's what the Magen Avraham says, that a shvus to shvus is aser b'makom mechosh. So what is Rabbi Willig going to say? No, Rabbi Willig says that is dafka refuah, because they made a gzera of refuah unless you're chola, and that iser is said whether you do the refuah or whether you have the guy do the refuah. You can't have refuah done to you by a guy. But if it's a shvus to shvus that doesn't involve refuah, then it's going to be mutter. So I guess in theory, Rei Willig is a kula with respect to everything but a refuah, but a chumra with respect to refuah.
What wouldn't include refuah? It's usher to do.
I told you, turn off the light, let's say. Let's assume we're matir shvus to shvus even when it's not a mir l'nachri. Right? So, Kreshe Rei Willig, let's say I have a mechush, so I want to turn off my light. It's going to make me feel better, right? According to Rei Willig, that would be mutter. According to Magen Avraham, that would be aser, because mechush, according to Magen Avraham, is the din of bari. Okay. Good. Now we turn to what might be the hardest part of this whole simon, and that is the whole sugi of Michael Priyam. At least I found it very confusing. We'll look through the Gemara a little bit, but there's going to be three questions that are going to be debated by the poskim, and we'll look for how they address it. It's based off of the Mishnah on Kuf Testament base. One question is going to be, if you have Michael Bari when you're Mechadin L'Refuah, right? Let's say someone has a sore throat and they don't like tea at all. They never drink tea any other time. They don't like tea. but they want to take us drink some tea to it'll make their throat feel better. So, is that mutter or not? I'm a chavin for refua, but it's a ma'achal bari. That's one question we're going to address, right? We'll see in a moment. The Aruch HaShulchan says it's aser, but we pass like the Rambam who says it's mutter. The next question we need to figure out is what's a din for a refua for a bari. Now, whether that category even should exist is going to be a tricky question, but assuming it does exist, you have a refua for a bari. Someone's healthy, wants to take medicine. Again, why you'd want to take medicine or whatever, do be mechanin for a refua, we'll talk about. About that, the Magen Avraham is machmir, Beis Yosef is mekel, but we pass just paskin like the Magen Avraham, l'chumra. And finally, the third question is, what if you have a mechush, but you're being ochal or avon? In other words, that's also going to be a funny question. We'll have to see what an example it is, whether that could, what would be some. And we'll see, there are some practical examples, but I don't know. Chveis, I'm really thirsty, and I have, there's some food and some medicine, but I'm eating them l'ravon. Is that going to be mutter? And that Rashi seems to say it's aser, and that's the Psak HaDel Yeraba, and more or less the Mishnah Brura. But in the Bir Halacha, as you saw, he notes that the Pashtus of the Mishnah is not that way, and many other Rishonim would be mutter. So those are there are other questions, but those are, I guess, the some of the controversial questions that come up in this sugya.
My sister Shahari Kacha is currently being seized with my daughter. She's taking amoxicillin for an ear infection. It's her favorite food. Oh. She was mamish kvetching for like screaming that she could only have like 4 ounces of amoxicillin.
I've never had a kid like that so far. So
they throw in like a ton of sugar, whatever.
Yeah, it's good. You must be very good at not giving your kids any sugar, so that way when they get amoxicillin, they're happy. So. Okay, so let's go back to this again a little bit. So the Mishnah says on Daf Kuf Tesem Beis that there's no issur for Machal Briyim, right? Kol ha'ochlin ocha l'refua b'Shabbos. So again, presumably, that should mean that you're allowed to have chicken soup or tea or something like that, even though you're ocha l'refua, even though you're machal l'refua. But that's not so pashut, because the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Lamed Chas Med Aleph says the reason why that's mutter is because which sort of sounds like the only reason it's mutter is because the maisa, you're not mechavin l'refua, right? The refua is memela, but you're mechavin l'achila. In which case, and this is what I said before, the diuk of the Aruch HaShulchan, if you want to look at Sif Mem Zayin, the Aruch HaShulchan is medayik. Oh, you see from here that if you're mechavin l'refua, right, you're only drinking the tea because it makes your throat feel better. You hate it. It should be aser. And while that's a reasonable diuk from the Gemara, the Rambam clearly doesn't say that. The Rambam writes in Perek Chaf Aleph, Halacha Chaf Beis, Ochal Adam Ochlan Umashkin Shederach Abriyam Ochlan Ulishtosan Kigon HaKazbar VeHaKishos VaEzov Afal Pishen Mirapin VeOchlan Kidei LeHisrapos Bahen Mutter Hawiel VeHe Machal Briyam. Fine. So that's what he said, that you could have a chicken soup or whatever, even if you're Machavin LeRefua. You have to say that what the Gemara means, that it's the mechavein la'achil and refuah memeil kahave, means like in general, that's why people eat this, and therefore I guess there's no concern for shchikas samim anim or something like that. But the Gemara doesn't mean to say that you are mechavein la'achil and refuah memeil kahave. And the truth is, as I was talking about with Dani earlier today, it's not so pashut actually that we would say that across the board. For example, take a look at Sif Lamed Vav. Ein lo asin matzdichi v'lo shafin bo hashinayin lirifua v'mim mishum reyachapeh mutter. Right? Which you might have said, that halacha doesn't make sense for the Rambam, because I'll say this is machal briyim, v'haray it's mutter if it's l'reyachapeh, and still it's aser when you're mechavein l'refua. Now you can't say, okay, so maybe the Shulchan Aruch isn't paskening like the Rambam, because the Rambam also paskens that halacha. Or if you want to look in halacha chavdalad, perik chafalaf halacha chavdalad, emos and this mitzdachi. Ve'en shafin basa shnam shalas b'nashim skam lefura. Ma'am mishlashin shulchan aruch, right? Ve'em niskavin l'reich ha'petz mutter. So it sounds like the Aruch HaShulchan, but again, it can't be the Aruch HaShulchan. So you have to say, no, that's different. Maybe because it's not Meichel, or maybe because, you're right, you're just lois in Oso, or maybe because it's Muchach HaMilsa in that case. Fine. Now, let's go on in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah again says, Kol Ochon Ochol Adam L'Refuah, V'chol Amashkin Shoseh V'chulei. So again, the Rambam says that's talking even about a Chola, right? A Chola could drink the tea, even though it's L'Refuah, because it's Ochol, because it's Meichel Briyim. Okay. The Sefer says, V'chol Shosehu Meid Kaim L'Tzma'o. So L'Chora, the Rambam's going to say, also, we're continuing to talk about a Chola in the Sefer as well, right? So it means that a Chola can drink Medikalim, which is Darash Alifu as well, it's Mao. So it would seem then, according to Rambam, that the issue is only said when it's taking medicine, and it's not Mechel Riyam, with Kavan Alifuah. Now Rashi doesn't learn that way, because Rashi says on the Sefer of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says Litzmau, it's Mutter, says Rashi, Im Eino Chola. So Rashi is the only time it's mutter to take this is litzmao. In other words, right? If Yoni's daughter drinking amoxicillin litzmao, so it depends. If she's a bari, so then it's mutter. But if she's a has a mechush, then it would be us. Okay, it's probably not a good idea to drink maximum smell. Anyway, but theoretically, if when I was in camp, so people used to there was canteen, and you could order candies, and that was like a bag of candies would be $1, but you could also order Ludens, and a bag of those little boxes of Ludens were 50 cents. So people that were cheap like me used to always order Ludens. Why would we bother with candy when Ludens are half the price? So it could be, I don't know. Right? So according to the Rambam, you would be mutter to take those Ludens on Shabbos. But L'chora, if you're healthy, right? But according to Rashi, it should be usher. Because even though... according to Rashi, it's going to be mutter if you're healthy, only for a person. Well, I guess that's a bad example anyway. Because I don't know if Ludens are Michael Bream, or there was candies.
There was a between Ricolas and Ludens. Ludens, you don't eat even when they're not sick. Ricolas taste terrible. You would only eat it for
30. I hear. Okay. Anyway, so maybe that's not a good example. But one way or the other, what's clear from Rashi is that that the heter that said in a Mishnah is only right. Shoseh made to kolam litzma'o is only a heter for a bari. In other words, if you're a chayla, but you're taking it litzma'o, it's still aser. Good, right? So, what if somebody has a mechush? Can you take some type of medicine when you're something that has when you're machavin lachila? Rashi says it's aser. Rambam says it's mutter. The Bir Halacha is a long Bir Halacha. He says not just the Rambam, the Racha's mutter, the Ran's mutter, but the Magen Avraham is Machmir. The Magen Avraham says you should follow Rashi. The Mishnah Brura in Sifkat and Kuf Yod Tes writes L'chumra, right? Aval im v'hecha d'yeshel shum mecha shafilu hu ochal v'shosel l'ravon l'tzma'on aser v'atam d'kevan shuchoyla. What's the logic of Rashi Shita? Because it looks like you're taking medicine for the purpose of getting better, even in reality you're only taking the medicine because you're thirsty or hungry, you like the taste of amoxicillin. Still, it's going to be aser. In the Bir Halacha over there, he points out that you can make a very strong case that this should be mutter, and therefore. Like we said, in the Mishnah Berurah, he paskins the conventional wisdom, and in the Bir Halacha, he's mefakvek. Here he's mefakvek lahakel. Last time he was mefakvek lahachmir by the question of taking medicine for chola, but that's basically what comes out. Good. So that's we've done two out of our three questions. The third out of the three questions we need to discuss is really the most controversial. The reason why it's a very controversial question is it relates to the question of taking vitamins, right? And that's going to be the question of, is there an Isser Refua for a Bari? So the Beis Yosef, it's in Sif Lamed Zayin, sounds like it should be Mutter. He says, Umashma dekol she'eno chola klal, Mutter lo lecho v'lishtos ochlen umashkan she'eno maichol briyim, dekevan she'eno chola, lekel megzamidi. Right? Why should it be Isser? Because we no problem taking medicine, even if we're going to call something medicine, as long as you're a bari. Why? Because there's no concern of shchikas samimanim if you're feeling totally fine. Halka chavilu eno lo raiv velo tsame, mota lo achlan velishtosan, vadinakat le ravo le tsamo. Aye, but the lashon doesn't sound that way. The lashon sounds like it's only mutter if it's le ravo le tsamo. Lav dafka, el orcha de milsnaka. Why else would anyone take medicine if they're a bari? If not, cause l'ravo l'tzamo. So somebody comes home, they went for a long walk in the heat, and they can't find anything to drink. And all they see is a bottle of Pepto-Bismol, whatever, cough medicine, amoxicillin, whatever wonderful drink you can find. So that's mutter. But it's lav dafka mutter only in that case. Even if there's some other reason why you'd want to take medicine, as long as you're a bari, it's totally mutter. But the Magen Avraham Sifkat Mem Gimel disagrees, and he says, no, the Lashon of the Torah should be Rafka. Avam Ocha V'shoso Soli Ravo L'tzamo V'ein Lo Choli Shari Shem. Shari sounds like it's mutter only if basically two conditions are met. Right, number one is you're a bari, and number two is you're drinking it for food or for thirst or the like. Good. Now, what comes out is that it's shayach, an isser of refuah, even for someone who's totally healthy. Now, the big problem with the Magen Avraham, and this is relevant, like I said, for vitamins, because vitamins seem to be an example of this. On the one hand, it's medicine. On the other hand, the person who's taking it is totally healthy. Every day, he just takes his multivitamin, you know. When I was in Karabiavna, there was a kid there who mamish didn't eat anything but bread. Like, he couldn't stand the Karabiavna food. Nothing but bread. Only bread. But he also, I once told him, you know, this is a very unhealthy diet. So he said, don't worry, I take a multivitamin. Taka, he's a healthy person. Strong, healthy, I don't know. Don't think he got sick. Baruch Hashem, still doing well. Hope he's not listening. So the question is that going to be mutter? Sounds like it should be usher for the Magen Avraham, and it should be mutter for the Beis Yosef. Now, it's not so pashut, because, and this is what the Rav Moshe asks, that if you're a bari, how could you even talk about refuah? Refuah means what? Like healing, right? Fixing. If you're bari, if there's nothing broken, then there's nothing to fix. Kavana l'refua. Kavana l'refua, the Magen Avraham says, you're right, a bari that takes something in kavana l'refua is asar. But if I'm feeling totally good, I just take a multivitamin. Because I think that it's a good thing. It's healthy to take multivitamins, right? But how can you call it refua? If kavana refua means you're trying to fix something that is broken. So what does the Magen Avraham mean? So I think, I would think that the Magen Avraham, basically what he really means to say is that all consumption that's not for nourishment is considered refua. In other words, refua doesn't mean healing, because obviously you're right. It's not shaykh healing unless you're sick. Rather, it means for like some health purpose. In other words, anything other than the purposes of nourishment, right? Of, like he says, like his diuk from the Torah, anything that's not l'ravo o l'tzamo. Now, if you read it that way, so then, yeah, I think it would come out that the Magen Avraham would say vitamins are usher, because it's not l'ravo o l'tzamo. I'm not hungry, I'm not thirsty. I guess I would also think like things like stretches for PT or other things would also be bichlal that. Anytime it's not l'ravo o l'tzamo, anytime it's not, again, that refuah should be defined more broadly as anything other than refuah and l'tzamo. That's what I would have read in the Magen Avraham. But Rav Moshe disagrees with that. He says no. He says, even according to the Magen Avraham, that's inconceivable. Because you can't say that there's refuah for a bari. That's not a good way of defining refuah. Now, don't say like me, oh, al-karchach, the Magen Avraham says refuah is anything that you do that isn't l'ravo l'tzamo. That doesn't make any sense. El-amai, the Magen Avraham means something else. Well, what does he mean then? V'lachein tzarech lomar, says Rav Moshe, dekavanas ha-Magen Avraham hu dafka bebari shu chalosh betival. It means there is a problem. Refuah, by definition, means you're solving a problem. What problem are you solving? You're chalash betivo. So we're not going to call you a chola, right? Your teva is to be chalash. A person is as a weak constitution, right? So, you know, they're tired, they're weak, they're something like that. And therefore, they want to take some medicine. So therefore, that's what it's aser, right? So lamashal, according to Rav Moshe's definition of the Magen Avraham, then let's say exercise for someone who's healthy wouldn't be aser for refuah. Now, I'm not talking about exercise that's fun. Let's say exercise that you're doing only for health reasons, right? So according to, let's say what I said is the simple reading of the Magen Avraham, that should be usher, because you're not, it's not equivalent to achila for hunger or thirst. But according to Moshe's definition, someone who's totally healthy, he's not chalash betivo, right? Why does he, Adirab, he's in great shape. That's why he wants to do more exercise. It's only like the healthy people that do exercise. The people that should be doing the exercise, okay, wonder which one, what came first, the chicken or the egg. But anyway, the point is that, right, according to this, you know, this simple reading of the Magen Avraham, you could have said exercise would be usher. But according to Rav Moshe's definition, for someone who's a chalash betivo, maybe exercise would be usher. But for someone who's healthy, so then it would be mutter. Now, I should say that there could be other reasons why exercise would be a problem. For example, in Sif Mem Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Hit amlut mishum refuas aser," right? In Mis Amlin, that's not talking about our medicine, our exercise exactly. It's Shadaris al guf bekoach kedei shiyageya viyazia, and the Mishnah Berurah says it's bechlal refuah. Now, according to Mishnah Berurah, according to Moshe, you'd have to say, right? Mishnah Berurah says bechlal refuah. It's talking about someone who's chalash betivo, right? But if someone is not chalash betivo, then that iser of ein misamlin wouldn't apply. Now, it could be that even Rav Moshe would ask for exercise for a different reason, because the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Kuf Lamed Vav, based off of the Magen Avraham, that it's uvdin dechol anytime there's a tircha, which is based off the Beis Yosef in Sif Mem Gimel. Right, basically Rashi, exactly. So, let's say going for a walk for exercise would be mutter, but running for exercise would be usser, right? The lesson of Beis Yosef is, he's talking there about lahalos uznayim, right, which we said is okay, b'makom tzar, because they don't use samim on him. So he says, afilu achi litzar mishum de'ika toirech v'avik uvdin dechol. So it might be usher alts that. So, let's say if you're doing stretches or something like that, that's not a pleasurable thing, so that would be aser. And thus it was b'makom tzar. Okay.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
But according to Rebbe's definition, the Gemara says
I don't think I'm right. I'm just... Okay. When I said... I really didn't mean to say it...
Can I bring a right to bolster Moshe's definition?
Yes.
The Gemara says that the Tanug Be'alma is something that's mutter. So wouldn't that the alternative definition, wouldn't that be very problematic for him? The Gemara says
vitamins are not Latanug Be'alma.
You sure they are? They to strengthen... Why are they not Latanug?
I hate taking my vitamin.
But
that's the worst.
No, but that's not. That's, I mean, that's what latanug means. Latanug means it makes a person feel better.
Talking about shemen. We're talking about a moisturizer on your body.
That's
what it sounds like. Rav Weiderblank's saying.
I certainly think it's a plausible. In other words, there, it's a pleasurable thing to.
It's
to
a pleasurable person benefits. Their body
feels
better.
I don't think that's what a vitamin is. I mean, again, I'm not saying right. I'm not saying I'm right. I didn't mean to like say I'm arguing with Moshe. I just meant that, like, when you first read the Magen Avraham, this is what you think. Okay.
Right.
Just but I don't think you have a right from there necessarily. Right. Yeah. It's, like you said, oil, smearing oil on you, right? Why is a sicha asur on Yom Kippur? So that's a point. In other words, I don't like taking pills. I don't think anyone takes pills for tainug.
No,
people take pills.
We're talking about the result, aren't we? Like, we're not talking about the mice.
How do you know?
Because I don't think so.
Read.
Sachin Farsin the Adam means Sachin Farsin the Behem. My lab became Makam Shum Tsar. Lo, the Gomer Makam Shum Tanuk.
Right. Feels geschmack.
Right, but it's
so
not.
I don't know if that's my point. I don't know if it's obvious to draw from there. Again, I don't think it's a rye against you either, but I don't know if you would classify taking vitamins as latinum. I do think that Ryos, though, we'll get there in a second. Magen Avraham himself, I should say, brings a number of Ryos against the Beis Yosef. One of them is from the Rambam. But the Ryos are questionable. Because, for example, if you hold of his raya from the Rambam, there's a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam, in Halacha Chaf, Perek Chaf Aleph Halacha Chaf, says, L'vikach aser l'bari l'srapos b'shabes gzeira shema yishchok b'samimad. So the Magen Avraham says, see from here, there's an iser on the bari. Right? But the Rambam also, two halachos later, says, ochel adam ochlen mashkin briyim, right? Afal pish shehein v'rapin v'ochlen kedei l'srapos b'hem mutar alvein machal briyim. So we're going to have Ramsaldiak is because in Halacha Chaf it says that it's usher for Bari to be Misrape. But then there's a stira to Halacha Chaf Beis. So the Bir Halacha says on Sifla Mitzayin, the answer is very simple, that when he says it's usher in Halacha Chaf, it's usher for Bari to take medicine, he means someone with a mechash. So one way or the other, the Bir Halacha here points out that the Magen Avraham Shita isn't so pashit either. But Lamaisa, as I said, the Mishnah Berurah is Machmir on the Shaila, like the Magen Avraham. So, going back to the question of vitamins, if Pashup Shad, I would have said, is Beis Yosef would say it's Mutter, and the Magen Avraham would say it's Aser, and the Mishnah Berurah says you should follow the Magen Avraham. But Rav Moshe also says you should follow the Magen Avraham. He says the reason is because he's Basra. If you're ever wondering why you want to follow the Magen Avraham against the Beis Yosef, because Halachic Basra. Which is interesting. But he says that it's not so pashut that would apply to vitamins. Now before we even get to Rav Moshe, I think you have a diuk this way from the Mishnah Berurah himself. The Mishnah Berurah and Simon Kuf Sifkan Kufchaf writes, quoting the Prima Gadim, that it's Aser Lachaze Gufo. That's the way he explains the Magen Avraham. So maybe the pshat in vitamins is that they're not l'chaze gufo, they're lishmor gufo. That's the way I think a lot of people that take vitamins, right? They're not to get any stronger. They just want to stay the way they are. They don't want to get weaker. They don't want to get sick. And they think that if you take a vitamin, so that will prevent you, from deteriorating. My grandfather used to take vitamins, and I think I asked him about why he takes vitamins, and that's what he said. He said, how do you know they do that? And he said, what does the commercial says? So, Centrum, one a day keeps the doctor away, right? So what's the pshat?
I don't think that's how you spell
that well. So, So that's the, it's lishmor gufo. That's okay. In other words, litsamo is mutter, and refu is asar, and refu means to fix something, l'chazeg gufo, l'chazeg mazgo. So if that were the pshat in the Mishnah Berurah, then sometimes vitamins would be asar, and sometimes they'd be mutter. For example, like my mother always says, when you start feeling like you have a cold, you should immediately take thousands of milligrams of vitamin C. So that is that's not lishmor. I think that's much more lachazik. In other words, you don't take thousands of milligrams of vitamin C every day. It's only when you start like feeling bad. So then it would be yasser. Now, what's interesting is that if you look at the Magen Avraham himself, one place he says l'chazei gufo, but in a different Magen Avraham, Nishal Avraham Memtes, he says lishmor mezgo, explaining the Magen Avraham. But the Mishnah Berurah only quotes l'chazei mezgo. So I'm not sure. The Prima Gadim probably disagrees with what I'm saying. I think the Prima Gadim would hold like what I said is the initial understanding of the Magen Avraham, right? That anything other than literally for your appetite is going to be asur. Vitamins would be asur for sure if you were to hold like the Prima Gadim Bedas among an Avram. But what's interesting is that even the Mishnah Berurah only quotes the line of L'chaze Gufo of the Magen Avraham, of the Prima Gadim, as opposed to Lishmor Gufo. So therefore, I think you could argue that according to the Mishnah Berurah as well, it would be mutter.
Wouldn't you, sorry, you say that Kedei L'Rapos Gufo is worse?
Yeah. L'Rapos Gufo is for sure Aser. That's what the Magen Avraham Asers.
So then,
because L'Rapos Gufo is you have a problem, so then it's fixing.
So Rebbe's saying the passage in the Mishnah Berurah that all vitamins would be Aser.
No, because I think many people take vitamins, especially like a daily vitamin, is Lishmar Gufo.
But meaning why
you're not fixing any problem. You have no problems.
Well,
right?
So why is that any better than preventative medicine? It's preventative medicine for something which is.
Well, first of all, I happen to think preventative medicine is also mutter, if it's preventive medicine for choli. You could take preventive medicine for a mechosh, but if you are a bari, and this is meichel briim, right? In other words, it's just not l'ravo l'tzamo, it's totally okay. Vitamins are not meant for sick people. It's not like preventative medicine. Preventative medicine is medicine that's meant for a sick person that you're taking before you're sick. And that's asur, unless you're anticipating to have a choli. Right? That's like, you know, taking ibuprofen because you think like you're going to get a headache in a half hour. Ibuprofen is definitely medicine. It's not meichel briim. Vitamins, who takes vitamin, a daily vitamin? Healthy people. So, now, they might take it because it thinks it prevents them from getting sick. It even prevents them from getting a mechosh. That's totally okay. Because it's not the type of thing that you take once you're already sick. It's the type of thing that you take when you're healthy. So therefore, as long as it's lishmor gufo, but not l'chazi gufo, then it would be mutter. And I'll bring you a shtickel raya to this from the Gemara, from Daf Kuf Lamed Daled Amud Beis. There the Gemara is talking all about ksisin, right, which are like dry rags. Right, the Gemara says, it's a stira, one place you could put on the rags, one place you can't put on the rags. So kasha ksisin aksisin, the Gemara says, lo kasha b'chadati habatiki. Amar ba'ish mamina hani ksisin masu. Masu meaning it makes it better, it's mirape. So from the fact that the Gemara says what? And the fact that I see that it's also on Shabbos, you see that it heals. So what do you see? That there's no such thing as an isser refu on Shabbos unless it heals, unless it's masu, right? Because if there's such a thing as something that's asur mishum refua, but it's not masu, then how could the Gemara say shema mina, it's masu? Must be that the only thing, if something is not considered masu, then it can't be asur on Shabbos, right? Right? So taking a centrum is not masu, right? Nobody who has any illness or sickness or mechosh or whatever ever like takes a centrum to feel better. So therefore, it would be mutter. And again, more or less, This is what Rav Moshe says. The Rav Moshe, by the way, is Chelek Gimel, Simen Nun Dalet Ayin Sham. He goes through this thing very beautifully. The way Rav Moshe puts it, Lemaisa, if we're just to pick up one line, it's Be'elo vitaminim she'ena mavriyam es adam l'shanoso mikfi shehu shiyya mi shechalash betiva l'chazik yoser ela she'osin shelo yiyya alo l'hatachlos b'nakel yesh l'hatir l'kulei alma af l'hamagin avram. Now let me just tell you very bekitzer what I was going to talk about for the rest of this year, because we don't have time to actually talk about it. What's halacha by putting on a band-aid on Shabbos? So even though the Shulchan Aruch asks meritias, l'chora these will be mutter nowadays because there's no concern of memareach. But what about a different question? Are you allowed to put antiseptic on, right? Either separately or band-aid with antiseptic. So obvious, maybe it's okay if it's to prevent an infection, because that would actually be a choli, right? Assuming, like we said before, we're mati or preventative medicine. So why do I put on an antiseptic? So if I'm putting on the antiseptic because I'm afraid otherwise I'll get an infection will make me a chola, so then it would be mutter. Let's say that's very far-fetched, right? It's very far-fetched. I don't know why exactly I put on, but so is that going to be mutter? So I asked Rabbi Schachter, and he thought it would be aser in that case. Rabbi Willick thought it would be mutter, because he said, manavshach, even if it's very rare, the only reason you're doing it is to prevent an infection. An infection will make you a chayla, so then it should be mutter, manavshach. Rosh Shlomo Zalman is a different kula. It's quoted by the Orcho Shabbos and others. He says that it's mutter because they're not meant to heal. They're simply meant to stop bleeding and prevent infection. That heter of stopping bleeding.
Antiseptics or band-aids?
No, he's talking about antiseptics. He's talking about, quotes, Dermatol and iodine. Right, in terms of stopping bleeding, that's not so pashut, because if you look at Sif Chav Tes, it says you could use wine but not vinegar because it's strong. All right, we got to go. There's more to say.
What's for tomorrow?
Yeah, I think we should see Lisha Veilach. The stuff that you're finally starting to do on Yantif. Oh.